And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM. Coming to you for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, we got a nice show for you today with representatives of our Chino Valley Police Department, Chief Chuck Wynn and Lieutenant Randy Chapman. So stick around. It's going to be a fun hour of safety and tips and some good reminders. Stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for sticking around. We are a KQNA's Talk of the Quad Cities. I'm Matt Santos on air on behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and the town of Chino Valley. We will be talking with some members of our Chino Police Department today. Before we get started, wanted to give a quick mention a quick thank you to Ken Byers, who is a longtime member of this station's family, and a key person that paved the way for me to come on these microphones. We had talked about doing some partnerships over the years, and then about 3-4 years ago is when I started doing this show for the town of Chino Valley, and Ken was a big help in that area, always giving me some nice tips and pointers and advice. And as most of you listening are aware, we lost Ken last week, so it is a sad mention for the radio family here and the community in general. Ken was such a big supporter of the arts, the music, and the business community here in the Quad City area. So our thoughts go out to Ken's family, and a big hole has been left in the broadcast family here. He loved to tease me. He would send me texts during this show periodically about why a photographer, a visual artist, was on a on an audio only show, and he will be missed. I will miss seeing and hearing Ken throughout the community. Great sense of humor he had. So let's try and remember Ken for the great individual he was, and still is in our hearts. Now joining us today in studio, Chino Valley Chief of Police, Mr. Chuck Wynn. Thanks for coming in, Chief. I know this is not your favorite part of your duty, is to come in and specifically talk to me, but get on radio in general. So thanks for coming in.
You know, I love talking to you, Matt, but I'm more of a face-to-face guy.
Yeah, but when I'm face-to-face, you don't seem to enjoy that much either, especially when I put a camera in front
of your face.
And Lieutenant Randy Chapman, how are you? He's wearing the headphones. He's taking this whole thing serious here. Thanks for coming in, Randy.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Randy, you are have taken over the role as a public information officer for the department, and you were promoted to a lieutenant to that position fairly recently, wasn't it?
Yes, that was in June of this year.
June of this year, so a few months in, but you are no stranger to the department. If you can, give me a little history. Give the listeners a little history on what roles you filled for the department and how long you've been wearing the Chino badge.
Today is 14 years certified for me.
Oh, nice. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I graduated from the academy in December of 2004. I worked a patrol officer until April of 2006, at which time I promoted to canine handler for the department. While I was a canine handler, I became a field training officer, and I filled that position until November of 2013, and I promoted to patrol sergeant, and I was a patrol sergeant up until June of this year.
Talk to me a little bit about that canine duty. I think when I met you, that's the role you were filling, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's correct.
What? How did that transpire? Was that something you were wanting to do? An opening came up, or how does that process go in for an officer to move into the canine unit?
Well, you know, I've always been interested in animals. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a police officer or a vet.
Oh, nice.
Wound up on this. So when I was with the department, Chief Wynn at the time was a sergeant. He actually helped start up the canine program, got funding for the canine, and we went down and selected Gage. Mm-hmm. And I picked up Gage, tested, was awarded the position, and got Gage. And we went through extensive training and got certified and worked the road for probably almost 8 years he was with me.
Very nice. That was nice. And a lot of kind of more visible in the community are the canine units when the officers visit the schools and put on demonstrations and things. I know at the Chamber of Commerce, there's been several times when I've been there at the luncheons and that where the officers will do some type of a demonstration or kind of an example of the handling and things. How long does it take for an officer to get proficient working with a four-legged partner?
You know, it's going to depend on the officer's learning and how green the dog is. If it's mm-hmm. a new dog that has no training, it could take anywhere from 2 to 3 months because they're constantly doing training. If it's a dog that already has training in it, the transition's not as much. But the canines do love the public outreach.
Yeah.
They like to get out there and show off their dogs and show what they can do. One of our canine handlers just did a meet and greet with the children over at the Territorial Early Childhood nice. Center about a month and a half ago.
Those are always fun to see. Talk a little bit about the bond that you develop with your partner. What's that like dealing with? Because it's not just in the vehicle, it's not just on patrol. You guys develop a very strong bond that they actually move into the home with you and things. Isn't that the case?
Yes, our dogs live with the handlers, and that bond it is. It's an inseparable bond. You always want to be with them. They always want to be with you. And when I had Gage on the road, I spent more time with him than I did with my family because, you know, I was at home with them and he was going to work. And when he first retired, it was very hard for him to see me put on the uniform, leave, and not go with me.
Very nice. That is neat. And again, to be able to see those demonstrations, we've seen them at some of the larger events, National Night Out, some of the other countywide events, and then, of course, the almost a one-on-one kind of example that we see in the schools where the kids can really get a chance to get to know the officers, get to know your partners, and kind of put a nice friendly face to a first responder, because often when families, especially kids, when they're having to deal with either a police officer or a firefighter or anything of that nature, it's typically not on a very good day. It's something usually is going south for them. So it's nice to be able to see kids enjoy that in a relaxed atmosphere. Chief Wynn, give us a little bit of your history, how you ended up coming over to Chino Valley. You spent some time in the southeastern part of the country, is that correct?
Yes, Matt. I started my career in 1989 in Florida and spent the first 12 years working there. Had the opportunity to do a lot of interesting things. I was on the governor's protection detail for a few years, and I supervised all of the Department of Corrections drug interdiction operations for the state before I moved out here to Chino Valley. And I've been here since 2002, started in patrol. I spent about 2 years on the narcotics task force, was promoted to sergeant, later to administrative commander, and then I've been the chief for the last 6.5 years.
6.5 years. I remember sitting down with you as that transpired. I didn't know it had been that long. Time flies when you're not getting pulled over.
And my hair's getting lots grayer since we met.
Yeah, I think I had hair when
Probably.
We first met. You mentioned, Chief, when you were with Florida, and of course here in Yavapai County in Chino Valley, and Lieutenant Chapman, in your dealings with the in the canine unit and in your role now. There's a lot of cross cooperation with the various agencies, whether it be other law enforcement in other towns or the county or even state, as well as other first responders, the fire districts and things of that nature. What are some of the things you guys do as a department to make sure all of that communication runs smooth and that all the agencies are working together? And that'll lead into what one of the things we want to talk about with a new ordinance that's coming into effect this week with our distracted driving ordinance that's coming into play very shortly, is kind of a blending of other agencies, other municipalities. But in dealing with the canine units, Randy, you used to do the canine units in Chino would also go out to various other areas doing patrols up on the 40 and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about that partnership and the way the agencies work together?
Yeah, we have a great working relationship with all the local agencies around here, and we're very fortunate in this area to have that relationship. The agency we work closest with is the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. They dispatch for us, so we're on the same frequency for them, so it's very easy for our officers to communicate with the deputies and the deputies to communicate with our officers. We rely on them. Sometimes we have to do notifications for each other. Sometimes we back up each other, and then we do a lot of interagency training where somebody will put on a training and all the local officers attend that training. And especially in the canines, every Wednesday, the canines in the group do a group training together. So they all get together and get to work on their dogs.
And then there's a lot of bleed over, too, right in our town limits in Chino Valley. You know, part of the zip code, you know, west of Reed is county. So that's sheriff's jurisdiction, I guess. Mm-hmm. Our main street is a state highway. So a lot of that bleed over. What other forms of communication, Chief, specifically, do you have with the other agencies and just communicating, making sure everybody's on the same page? Are there regular meetings that you guys attend? And what type of chain is there?
Well, as the chief, you know, I attend a monthly PANT meeting, which also includes our NARTA meeting, which is our training arm for this area. And so all the chiefs and the sheriffs are there, and it gives us an opportunity at the command level to get together on a monthly basis and make sure everybody's on the same page. We share information. We talk about, you know, different programs. We obviously coordinate the training for the area. So it's an amazing working relationship here. But what I'm most proud of really is how the guys work together on the street. That was so different from me coming from the East Coast when I got here, to see how well the municipalities work together. with the sheriff's office, with state agencies. And it's so important here. We're a huge geographic county.
Yeah.
And we're a bunch of smaller agencies. And if we try to go out there and tackle some of these problems individually, it'd be very difficult. But when we collaborate together and work together, it helps to solve the problems and make things more efficient.
And one of the things that, well, everybody deals with, every municipality deals with, but especially on a smaller scale like Chino Valley, it boils down to budget. So by sharing resources, sharing training and things, it's a really good way to also stretch that budget dollar, I'm assuming, right?
It is. And we have an amazing training facility in Chino Valley, and that works out really well for us because we're able to sponsor a lot of trainings and bring folks here, which saves me sending officers, you know, all over the state to training and bring in top-notch training here and also share that with the other agencies here.
And that being the law enforcement tactical range down at Old Home Manor.
Yes.
Kind of reserved for law enforcement.
Yes.
Agencies. One of the things that that the public will be able to see here is tomorrow night at our regularly scheduled second Tuesday council meeting. You guys have an item on the agenda for some funding for a new vehicle. Very quickly before we go to break, Randy, you want to tell us about what that item is that's going to be on the agenda tomorrow night at 6 o'clock?
That item's for funding from the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety, and it's going to be for an unmarked police package vehicle, and that vehicle is set up through Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety for DUI and aggressive traffic enforcement.
So one way, another tool you'll have in your tool belt to keep our roads safe, keep the drivers safe, and you mentioned it touches on not just aggressive driving enforcement, but also DUI enforcement and making sure everybody's on the road safe. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we roll into the holiday season with Christmas and, of course, New Year's coming up. What steps the PD, Chino Valley PD, and surrounding agencies have put in place to keep us all safe on the road, some good tips to keep you as a driver and as a resident of Chino Valley safe, and we'll be talking about those and some more with Lieutenant Chapman and Chief Wynn right after these words on KQ&A 1130 AM.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Event Center and the Mike Reeves Band and the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December. Just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Every year for the past 32 years, we've brought Santa and pets together for Christmas. Christmas pictures, no matter whether they've been naughty or nice. Pictures with Santa are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we've got Two Shots Photography taking the pictures. You just pick one of several backgrounds, and they'll work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. $5 from every package will be donated to local animal charities. Santa will be sliding down the chimney and waiting for you at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, December 1st, Chino Saturday, December 8th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 15th, and no appointments are necessary. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho!
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Hey, that's me. You are back with KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and the town of Chino Valley. I am here in studio with Chief Chuck Wynn and Randy Chapman, a lieutenant here with our Chino Valley PD. We'll be right back with them in a moment, but a couple of reminders. Our second council meeting of this month, which would have been on the fourth Tuesday, is being rescheduled, canceled. I don't know what the... I should probably know the official term. It won't be happening. How's that? So if you show up, you will not be seeing a council meeting, but we will have our second Tuesday, which is tomorrow, 6 p.m. at 202 North Highway 89. As we mentioned before the break, one of the items there will be the discussion of a new vehicle for the PD being purchased through some grant monies to keep us all safe on the road. And one of the other items that is going to be dear to a lot of people's hearts is the official announcement, the official recognition of one of our longtime employees who will be retiring, Miss Darlene Westcott of the Children's Library over at the Chino Valley Public Library. She will be dearly missed, but if you want to show up at tomorrow night's meeting and help us send off Miss Darlene with a great recognition for her years of service, please do so. Again, that is 6 p.m., 202 North Highway 89, right there in Chino Valley for our regularly scheduled council meeting. Now, in addition to keeping us safe, keeping the roads and our citizens safe and keeping us protected, one of the fun duties of the Chino Valley PD and police departments around the country are educational and fun events for the community, one of which is coming up this Saturday in conjunction with all the other agencies. What do we got coming up, Randy, for Saturday? What's happening there with your you're going to be out spending some money, spending some time with some kids?
Yes, I will be, and fortunately it's not my money.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Shop with a Cop this Saturday. It's an opportunity for law enforcement to take a child out and give that may not otherwise have a Christmas, yeah, and give them a Christmas.
So to really help families in need, to put a couple of smiles on some faces. I know it's always an exciting thing. Local media shines a good light on that. And again, a chance for the public to interact with the PD in a very relaxed and comfortable setting, as opposed to in the time of need, which unfortunately comes up in people's lives and in people's situations. So Shop with a Cop at local stores with all the local agencies headed by the Prescott PD. So it's nice to see you. You can check out chinoaz.net under the police department tab for a couple of pictures of Lieutenant Chapman at past events there. One of the other events that a lot of the communities in the country really look forward to, it's a big highlight for the community here in Chino Valley, is our National Night Out. We had a couple of hiccups this year with some weather-related things and that, so it got delayed a little bit. But tell us a little bit about that night that we had a few weeks back and some of the activities surrounding National Night Out.
Yeah, we did have a couple of hiccups there with the weather not cooperating. But when we pulled it off, it was a great event. We had great attendance. Pike County Sheriff's Office was there. DPS brought in a helicopter. Game and Fish was out there. The Jeep Posse. I mean, there were a ton of people out there. Everybody I talked to really enjoyed the event. They had a great time. There was a little gladiator play thing for the kids. There were vendors all over. There was live music. We had a ball toss with the officers and a child. And the winner, I think they got like a $100 gift card to Kohl's.
Nice. Are we? It was a little chillier. It was a little colder when we had it this year. Typically, it takes place in August. Am I mistaken there?
Well, the main national night out is the first Tuesday in August. They have an alternate night for some of the warmer states, which is the first Tuesday in October. That's what we were shooting for due to the big rainstorm we'd had the year before. Yeah. And then, of course, who could predict the remnants of a hurricane in October in Arizona? But we just, with the rain, we pushed it off another month to November. And it was a little chillier than normal, but everybody bundled up and had a good time.
It was a lot of fun. What are the chances, if the weather's permitting, that we get the chief up there in like a dunk tank? I think that'd be a good that would be a good fundraiser for something, huh?
They've been trying to get me in a dunk tank for years. So.
Chief, talk a little bit. You've been associated again. When did you come to Chino?
I came to Chino in 2002.
In 2000, so you're going to make me do the math.
I'm 16.
Wiggling my toes now. Okay, yeah, 16. What are some of the accomplishments as a department that and changes that you've seen come about within the Chino Valley PD? And then going forward, what are some of the things on the horizon that you guys have planned?
Well, like you brought up earlier with the canine program, when I started there, we had about probably half the officers we do now. So as the town has grown, the department has grown. But we've been able to bring in specialty things like the canine program, the motorcycle program. We talked about our range. It's probably one of the top ranges in the state of Arizona right here in Chino Valley.
Talk a little bit about that range, because folks are, the general public is familiar with the other range out there that we're working hard to get reopened, the Sportsman's Club range, which will be discussed in the executive session tomorrow night, which is not open for the public, but it is the town leadership, town management, and the council and mayor are working hard to get that open. That is not the range that we're talking about. I'd like you to highlight a little bit about what that range is, the tactical range that law enforcement uses out there at Old Home Manor. What are some of the features of it, and what are some of the events and the programs that you've been able to run out there for other agencies?
Right. Our range is for law enforcement training, so it operates a little differently than a public range. And with a public range, everybody basically stands on a line for safety purposes, and you're all shooting downrange in one direction. There's no movement involved. With law enforcement training, we actually, our targets are stationary, and we actually move to different distances to shoot. There's moving and shooting associated with that. And our range is actually bermed 360 degrees, so we can go out and do scenario-based training, too, where rounds can actually be fired in any direction, preferably not at the soda machine and electrical boxes. But other than those, everything's pretty much fair game out there. So it allows us to do a large variety of training. The range is large enough to accommodate almost 50 shooters across. So we also host our NARDA, our academy training there, so they can line up all the cadets, regardless of the class size, and get them all in the line at the same time. We have a covered area with a metal roof. It was actually designed to carry the weight so this people so that you can actually get up there and do sniper practice from the roof.
Oh, nice.
It has different pitches so they can work off different angles.
So this is a way to recreate real-life situations.
Right. We want as reality-based training as possible for the officers because to stand there and just shoot a stationary target, that's not how things happen in real life. So we want to recreate or create the most realistic training we can. We've been fortunate. We've hosted rifle instructor schools. We've hosted just basic handgun instructor. We've had the SWAT teams out there training. We have a lot of law enforcement from Northern Arizona, the Sheriff's Office, DPS, Game and Fish, the VA police. It's used extensively. And it's to the point we've actually constructed a smaller range next to that range. It was getting so difficult to get on the range. And a lot of times you just need to go out and do a pistol qual, or you just have a small class of two or three folks. So we built a pistol bay next to that range and just completed that this year that will accommodate 6 to 8 shooters. And that was just all spun off of the demand for the big range.
Nice. Now, Randy, pretend he's not here. Scale 1 to 10, how good a shot is the chief?
You know what? I've actually have not shot next to the chief, so I can't answer that question.
That is a very diplomatic.
Good answer, Randy.
That
good
is
answer.
A public information officer at his best right there. That was nice. All right, how's Chapman?
I honestly...
One of the best. How's
I'm
that?
Sure. Yeah, I didn't mention, Matt, we're actually under construction. We actually have a tactical village. I don't know if anybody's seen all the dirt piled up next to the range if you drive out Perkinsville Road. But the tactical village will be all less than lethal ammunition. So it'll be paintballs, ammunition rounds. And so we have three mobile homes out there right now. And so the officers can actually go in and clear buildings and have live players versus shooting paper targets.
Now, you've had similar things like that that I've been able to watch in some of the Citizens Academy as well as some of the demonstrations that the department has done where it's, for lack of a better term, like a large video game where you're dealing with pre-filmed scenarios
right.
and things. How much more nice, I guess, is, I'm trying to look at the right word, but how much more beneficial is it to be able to do it in, do that type of a training in a building, actually, as opposed to on the video? What's the difference in there?
The biggest difference in that's going to be with the simunitions or paintball is when we're teaching officers, if they make a mistake and they get smacked in the wrist or the arm with a paintball or simunition, they're probably not going to make that mistake again.
Now, both of you use that term, and I'm going to put simunition?
Yeah, simunition.
What is that? I'm familiar with paintball.
It goes in a gun that's been able to non-fireable of live rounds, and it is basically a paint marker at the end of the casing that shoots out and leaves a paint spot on them.
And a welt.
Okay.
And a welt.
They hurt when you get hit with them.
It takes the training to as close to realistic as we can get. I mean, the simulator we have is great. It is. It's like a video game on steroids. But there again, it's limited because you're shooting a screen. When we go live with simunitions, it's as close as you can get to the realistic thing. You have real bad guys shooting at you. You don't do things properly or find cover, you're going to get shot and it's going to hurt.
And you're going to feel it.
You're going to feel it and you'll remember that lesson. So it just takes it to the highest level we can take it.
Very nice. Now, that is in operation now?
We have two buildings that are set up and operational. We have a third building that we have to build a pad to set it on to get it level. Eventually, we'll have about 10 buildings out there.
Very nice. So, again, a way to get our officers trained to the highest level that we can to keep not only us as civilians, as citizens safe, but also the safety of the officers so that they can deal with real life situations with the best experience behind them as they can.
Yes.
That's great. What else we got coming up on the horizon besides expanding out that shooting range? Any new projects, any new programs that the PD's and working on? Anything exciting that you can let us know about?
Nothing right now. We just got done with implementing our GOHS grant, and we got the unmarked vehicle coming up. So, I mean, everything's kind of going. We're getting towards the end of the year, kind of wrapping stuff up.
As we go to the end of the year, as we get through this holiday season where, a lot of people have various events, social events and things planned, what are some of the steps the PD, Chino Valley PD, has done to keep our roads safe as far as saturation programs and things of that nature? What is the public, what should we be made aware of?
What the public can be aware of is through the end of the year, we're going to be doing saturation patrols. We will have officers out there doing speed enforcement details to keep the public safe during the holidays, and we also have officers out there doing DUI saturation patrols to get drunk drivers off the road.
So the best advice is obviously designated driver, be as safe as you can, make sure that you're as alert as possible when you're on the road, so that may mean having somebody else drive for you, but above all, use a lot of common sense, make sure that that you are not putting yourself or your family or your loved ones at risk. Now, from the public's point of view, a lot of times the public, we do not understand the seriousness of impaired driving. Would you say it's safe to say that your department is interested in educating the public more so than like looking to get people?
We always look at education and compliance as our first goal. Obviously, we have limited resources, and so we can't have a cop on every corner.
Yeah.
I wish we could, and a lot of people think we do. So, obviously, anytime we can gain compliance from the public, just like you said, using their common sense and trying to keep themselves and their families safe, that helps us out a lot.
One of the ways that the town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley PD will be taking steps to keep us safe is the enforcement of our newly enacted distracted driving ordinance, which goes into effect actually in just a couple of days later this week, with an education program as well as just informing the public of what that new ordinance means. It's the distracted driving. It's a lot of people view it as a texting and driving or a cell phone ordinance, but we'll get into a few more details on that and what type of penalties are in store for us in the public if we violate that. We'll be talking more about that in just a few minutes when we come back after these messages on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad City.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Phoenix Fire Department and Arizona Red Cross are teaming up to help prevent house fires this holiday season. The Red Cross's Kurt Cromer says the effort is necessary in wake of an alarming statistic.
Last year, we saw a spike, a 60% increase in the number of home fires that we responded to during the holiday season. Unfortunately, this is the time of year where there are more home fires.
The Phoenix Fire Department says that live Christmas tree in your home probably was cut a month ago and is already starting to dry out. So don't overload the tree with decorations.
One quarter of all Christmas tree fires start as a result of candles. That's why we're encouraging people to use electric candles.
Make sure you've got a working smoke alarm. The Red Cross's Colin Williams says a house fire this morning underscores this prevention effort.
Red Cross volunteers assisted two adults and three dogs that were affected by that fire. Their home was significantly damaged. They are now at a hotel and beginning the Red Cross process of recovery from that fire.
The Red Cross provides free smoke alarms and installation. Mostly cloudy today and tonight, then clearing and mostly sunny and dry the rest of the week, chilling late tonight to about 35 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to highs in the mid-50s tomorrow, the low 50s Wednesday and Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to a mostly cloudy 38 after Conan, Kimmel, Colbert, and Fallon. Warming to the mostly sunny low 60s tomorrow through Thursday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Boston Bruins. Tuesday night, live at 5 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Welcome back. We are talking in studio with Police Chief Chuck Wynn and Lieutenant Randy Chapman of the Chino Valley PD. We've been talking, hitting some points on how to keep us all safe and sane on the roads and around town. One of the ways that we can do so is by keeping in mind a new ordinance that takes place this Thursday, right, Randy?
Yes, December 13th, we will start educational enforcement of it, which means that if somebody's pulled over, they will be issued a warning for violating the ordinance. And starting January 1st, our officers will begin issuing citations.
And that ordinance is the distracted driving, or as a lot of us in the public are calling it, the cell phone law or the texting and driving law. It actually goes into effect this Thursday, which is what, the 13th, and again, we're kind of a little bit of a grace period where officers will be informing folks like myself what we're doing wrong and how we can correct that. Give us some of the reasons, but some of the steps of how this became a new ordinance for Chino Valley. It started locally with a county ordinance. Is that correct, Chief?
That's correct, Matt. The county passed an ordinance about 6 or 8 weeks ago. The city of Prescott passed an ordinance. We basically have mirrored their ordinances in our Chino Valley ordinance. And what I'm really hoping this accomplishes is that we get the legislature's attention. This is a serious problem. We're one of only a couple of states nationwide that does not have this type of law in the books. And it's time it's passed on a statewide basis. And so what you're seeing right now is a patchwork of ordinances across the state. This is common in the valley and other parts of the state, not just in northern Arizona. But I'm really hoping that this next session, the legislature stands up and sees what we're doing and says it's time to do something on a statewide basis.
In addition to sending that message, it's also kind of uniforming the entire area we live in. When the county passed their ordinance and it went into effect in, it passed in October and then went into effect early November, I know in sharing that information on the town's social media and things, some of the comments we were getting back were, okay, well, how do I know if I'm in the county jurisdiction? How do I know if I'm in the town? What happens if I'm driving into Prescott? So what this does is it puts all the local areas on one page, one enforcement type of thing, correct?
That's correct. Technically, the town could enforce the county ordinance, but the difference is then the violator and the officer, if they needed to go to court, would have to go into Prescott. instead of into our Chino court, because that the county ordinance isn't listed. It's a computerized system, and it's not listed in our local Chino court system. So this gives, if somebody has written a citation and they would like to challenge that with the judge, they will go see our local magistrate here in Chino Valley, and then the officer would come to that court.
And above all, this is another step in trying to keep us, the public, safe on the roads. This is a common sense type of thing. Keep your eyes on the road.
Right.
Put that phone call away for a while. You know, it doesn't take much to just let it go to voicemail. Let that text ignored until you get to a safe location and stop. Now, I checked around because I had to update mine. You can get a fairly reasonable Bluetooth device for most, if not all, phones for about $30. You can go a lot more. You can get a wired set with the microphone that will be a hands-free for, I think, the ones that I saw were about $4. So when it comes into compliance for this, for very little out of pocket, if you're not already situated for a hands-free device, it's only a few bucks. What happens after the first of the year if somebody is found in violation of this ordinance? What can the public be looking at?
After the first of the year, our officers will begin issuing citations. And there's two different sets of fines. I'll let the chief speak about those. I don't remember what they are.
The base fine for the violation is $125. Now, remember, that's just the base fine. There are court fees and things that are associated with that, which would push the total up to around $200. If you're involved in an accident, then the base fine would be $250.
Aside from the obvious dangers and putting your life and the lives of your family and your safety at risk, the simple pocketbook hit alone should be enough for the folks to get out there, pick yourself up some kind of inexpensive hands-free device, or better yet, turn the phone off till you get where you're going. I know that's something I need to work on, is to just not answer the phone when it rings. What are some other items that we got that we had mentioned there you wanted to hit on? We've got the Citizens on Patrol, our COP program. Can you explain a little bit about what that is for the public? I know we've got some great volunteers out there that that assist with various activities. What are some of the programs that they're involved with?
The Citizens on Patrol is a tremendous program for the police department. They assist us on all kinds of stuff that we would have to dedicate paid staff to if they weren't there. We have two folks that come in twice a week and fingerprint people for us. Saves us a lot of time because they get it done and they take care of it. We have some that assist with doing the house watches. People can come in and fill out, I'm going to be on vacation from this day to this day, and our Citizens on Patrol, when they're out there, will swing by, check the house, make sure nothing's out of the ordinary. If anything is out of the ordinary, they call over a uniformed officer to check it out. We also have some that help out in evidence, and they're just tremendous. If we have an accident, we can call them up and say, hey, we need additional traffic control, and they'll come right out and help us out. They're a tremendous asset to the police department, and we're very appreciative of them.
To be a very visible presence in the event of needing some extra control for accidents. I notice with some of the service organizations who put up decorations, the flags and the banners and things on the highways, right on our main street there on Highway 89, they assist with that in making sure the traffic control is going well and that those placing those ornaments are safe. So it's a really nice program. For folks that want to know more about what the Chino Valley PD and law enforcement in general go through in the way of training and education, we also have an opportunity for citizens to take part in some of that with the Citizens Academy. Chief, can you explain a little bit about some of the steps that the public can go through if they participate in the police department's Citizens Academy?
Sure, Matt. Probably next to National Night Out, our Citizens Academy is one of my favorite programs. They actually let me go talk, and nobody tells me to shut up for an hour. So I love it. We started this about 3 years ago and have had nothing but positive feedback. It's an opportunity for our citizens to come in, and they spend 6 weeks with the officers, and it's not just sitting at a table and taking notes. They actually get to go hands-on. The simulator you mentioned earlier, they get to shoot the simulator. They actually set up a mock crime scene. They help process the crime scene. They go to the range, and we use the sim rounds we talked about, and the cops are the bad guys, and the citizens actually get to see what it's like to make that split-second decision. Yeah. And the feedback I get has just been, I didn't realize what you guys go through. I didn't realize, how quick you have to make that decision. They have such a greater understanding of what we actually do in our job.
The next one coming up will be in the spring, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. If they're interested, they can call the police department and get information. It'll start in March. We run one in the spring and one in the fall. We're kind of limited due to weather because we do the outside activities. But I highly recommend it. If you're a kid and your mom or dad's willing to come with you, you're welcome to come as well. If you're, maybe you're interested in law enforcement, if mom or dad will bring you, then you're welcome. We've had all age groups. We have folks that have been in Chino for a while, and we get a lot of new people too that have just moved in.
You can find out more information on that by going to chinoaz.net. Look for that police department tab for contact information. One of the things, because I've sat through a couple of the classes there, one of the things that the students that I've talked to really got out of it was that simulator in really recognizing how fast you have to make a decision and what happens when you make the wrong decision. So to really put an emphasis on what the officers go through on a daily basis, as well as the level of training that's available to not just our local Chino Valley PD officers, but law enforcement throughout the area and throughout the state. So what a great tool to have at our disposal as citizens. It would be a shame not to take advantage of it. So check out chinoaz.net, that police department tab, for more information, including some great tips that the police department puts out on things like how to avoid scams, how to hold on to the money you got, what not to fall for on those robot calls and things of that nature and emails. So check it out. There's some great tips right there at chinoaz.net under the Chino Valley Police Department tab. We will be right back with some closing thoughts after these messages on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve?
Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for spending an afternoon on KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities. Remember, all archive shows are at KQNA.com. I want to thank Randy Chapman, our lieutenant from the Chino Valley PD, as well as Chief Chuck Wynn for joining us in studio. Remember, all the Chino Valley Chamber activities are available at chinovalley.org. Updates on the town, chinoaz.net. And as always, we want to thank the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. We will talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.